So this wouldn't be an IT session without perhaps an IT glitch later. I have two PowerPoints because I wasn't able to get the second demonstration that has like an embedded video into this one. So I'll stop for a second and try to get to that one and pray that everything will work okay. But backup is our would-be screenshots. So I am Carla Armenti, and I manage the Occupational Health Surveillance Program for the state of New Hampshire in the Division of Public Health Services. We are funded by the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, NIOSH, under CDC. I guess bio-wise, I got my degrees from the University of Massachusetts Lowell in work environment policy, and I do teach a course of that title, work environment policy, at the UNH, or University of New Hampshire, Master Public Health Program. I am not disclosing any monetary relationships. So my program is in the Bureau of Public Health Statistics and Informatics. As I said, we're in the Division of Public Health Services, which is part of the Department of Health and Human Services. Within this bureau, we have my program, the Occupational Health Surveillance Program. We also manage the New Hampshire State Cancer Registry, the Environmental Public Health Tracking Program, the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System, vital records, and we also steward our own hospital discharge data. So we have a lot going on in this unit. Used to be health statistics and data management, but with the kind of movement towards more informatics, and it's very appropriate that I'm in this session for this presentation, we're starting to do a lot more of that. So my program is tasked with analyzing and disseminating data on a number of core occupational health indicators. I know our other panelists have talked about indicators, and there are 20 total that NIOSH, my funder, requires us to report out on. Here are just a few. We look at work-related hospitalizations. This would be where workers' comp is payer in the hospital data. We look at work-related fatalities, elevated blood lead levels. We can look at the incidence of malignant mesothelioma, which would be tied to asbestos exposure at work or likely tied to. We can look at acute work-related pesticide-associated illness. We also have other indicators that could, or that look at, for example, the percentage of workers employed in occupations and industries at high risk for occupational mortality and morbidity, and there are ways to get these data. We can also look at something like OSHA enforcement activities. So our current system, this is my program, as far as data availability goes, is, you know, we try to be proactive. We produce a lot of reports, a lot of issue briefs. You know, we've done data books. We've got a state health profile. But, you know, I mean, we as I said, we try to be as proactive as possible. But on a reactive side, we also have to respond to data requests. And we keep a log of people who ask us for data that's both internal and external. And it's over 3,400 hours a year of staff putting in, you know, to do these data requests. So our solution is what we're calling wisdom. It's more interactive. And I think the word wisdom came first. And then they tied this web-based interactive system for direction and outcome measures. And I did not develop this. I am just one of the programs that is able to produce my indicators in this program. So the goals are to facilitate improvement in the health of the New Hampshire population, and we hope to do this by providing meaningful information on risk and health indicators. Data is power, data is information, so hopefully with that ability for people to look at the data on their own, we're helping them out. We're also monitoring performance measures. We have an entire performance management piece to this, to Wisdom, and this is where our own programs can put in our performance measures. It assures accountability, transparency, and also we can look at our continuous quality improvement toward better population health. And finally, we satisfy outward reporting requirements in a more efficient and effective way. Our funders always are wanting data books and reports and things, and with Wisdom, we're able to produce those very easily and quickly. Our users are our own health department staff and management. I have my own occupational health stakeholders I hope will use this program, public health providers, planners across the state. Our medical community can look to it for information, academia. Our legislators can even have access and look at the data themselves, national organizations and the media, and the public. So as you will see in a minute, it's a web-based query tool, and there will be role-based access. So somebody in academia might actually have a higher level of security access, so maybe they're able to see identifiers after they sign a data use agreement or something. So and the public, of course, will have a less of a secure role to view the data. And in Wisdom will be information on indicators. We'll have indicators that are tied to risk, tied to health outcomes, and tied to performance, so it's not just all health outcomes. And it's organized to build knowledge and wisdom through dashboards, and that's what we're calling them. There will be a variety of modules. There'll be all of our core public health topics. We'll be able to do community assessments through community profiles. As I mentioned, there's a performance management piece. We'll be looking at healthcare access and utilization. There will be a module with a bunch of indicators on health equity and disparities. We'll have data reports that you can actually download and put into your own documents. It will provide a lot of information about data sources, and there'll be a module on emergency preparedness. So the goal is to kind of tell a story through your dashboard, right? So for me, occupational health, I'm just one program in the division, but I have chosen these indicators to start to tell the story of occupational health or work-related injury and illness in New Hampshire. And you can add as many reports and dashboards as you want. So this is just kind of our first stab. So I looked at work-related hospitalizations and fatalities. I also added OSHA enforcement activities. We looked at workers' compensation awards, and then that percentage of workers employed in industries and occupations at high risk for occupational morbidity and mortality. My team at work was able to put together this little video, but I need to get my arrow. Here it is. We basically recorded us going through this. I don't know if anyone's done that, but I thought it was pretty cool. So here we go. This is the landing page for occupational health surveillance. And you can see we're looking at occupational injury. These are the reports that pop up in the dashboard. We have work-related injuries, work-related hospitalizations. Oh, you cannot see that very well, can you? I apologize. Some of it will get bigger. When you scroll over, you can see certain things like the year and the count. If you want to change the measure, for example, if you want to change the demographics from female to male to both genders, you can do that, and then it will calculate it. And this one is work-related hospitalizations. It's going to do something. Hard to tell. Is this fast enough? Is it too slow? Show you a few more functions. If you want to see the information, so there's information behind each indicator. We give an abstract, we give strengths and limitations, we say where the numerator data came from, where the denominator data came from, so you can get lots of information. You can also get any of these dashboards in a table. And you can download these and work with them as Excel tables or however you want to use them. So then we go back to display. We also can pull a full report, and it comes out a lot larger. These are workers employed in occupations at high risk for occupational morbidity. When you scroll over, it gives you the full information. That happens to be the construction and extraction industry group. And we've also, you notice, the first one is outcome, second one's risk, third one's finance. So we kind of categorize them in the type of display or report they are. So again, we'll look at the full report of this one. These are OSHA violations, and we have it by industry grouping at the bottom. And again, you scroll over, you see the sector, the year, and the number. And these are OSHA violations. We can change the measure. We can look at number of violations. Here we're looking at the number of employees exposed. And we see there's a big spike in 2010. We haven't necessarily explored that. But we can go back to measures and try to learn a little bit more by changing and looking at the number of establishments with a violation. We can look at number of violation instances. This is a violation instances. So it basically does the calculations behind the scenes. It's populated with our numerator and our denominator, and we allow our users to kind of slice and dice the data as many ways as possible, given the limitations of the data. So here we get more information about this indicator. And NIOSH has a guide that tells the state how, it's a how-to guide, literally, how to do the indicators. So it allows us to look to see what the data sources are that we need. Sometimes we might use the community profile survey, lots of other census data sources. We might have our own hospital discharge data in there. Lots of different data sources. Eventually, we'll be adding other data sources like the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance Survey. We now have occupation and industry on that survey, so we can look at health outcomes by where a person works and what they do for work. So I apologize for that, but our guys did a pretty good job putting this together. Any immediate questions? Or I have all the screenshots down here, too.
Sure. Do you have any idea how much use that's getting, if it's decreasing your overall request for?
Okay, good question. That's going to be one of our performance measures, I would imagine. That's really good. We are just barely getting this off the ground. And I would say, well, the public, it's nhwisdom.net. So I don't know as a public person if you can get in there yet, but we'll definitely be measuring that. So I can't answer that yet, but you know, it's just barely getting started. I have an advisory committee, and I've shown them, you know, the functionality of this product, and they seemed pretty excited. I don't get a whole lot of data requests, just you know, specific to occupational health, but yeah, we'll definitely look to see if that helps. Yes.
What kind of IT environment?
Well, actually, I only know a little bit. I know it's Cognos, so it's an IBM Cognos product, and that's probably all I know. it's kind of morphed, you know, within that platform. I want to throw Oracle out there too, but I'm not 100% positive. Sure, back there. It's static in that, well, we can update it as often as we want. For our indicators, it's probably every year we'll load new data. So it's not like the data are kind of coming in, you know, every minute. It can if we want it to. For my indicators, it's usually, you know, a yearly, year by year. But the data sources that we have control over, like the hospital discharge data, we could load it quarterly. Some of the national, you know, census programs, you know, maybe we can't do that, but it's kind of a combination.
Mm-hmm. Do you intend to, and you've done it with the public, do you intend to link this to your target audience in terms of action to be taken from this, or the end goal fulfillment of the quest?
Oh, no, absolutely tied to action. In the reports that we've written, you know, it's all about looking at the data, trying to see where the hot spots are, you know, in the state. What should we be looking at? We do the thumbs up, thumbs down thing. I really like the first one that you showed that you know, indicate kind of how well you're doing. You could do red light, green light, that sort of thing. That's always been our strategy in disseminating data. There will be a lot more in this than just the data. All of us who have our programs and are building dashboards can provide all kinds of text in there. We can add resources, you know, information for people to get more information. I think it'll be a really great tool for community assessments. And we as the health department will stand ready, you know, to assist with that for sure.
I'm from Colorado, and we've talked about building things similar to this. It sort of has in some ways. But something that always comes up is the potential for public audiences, particularly lay audiences, to misinterpret the data and trying to avoid those situations. But I was wondering if you could kind of comment on maybe how that impression might be created.
Sure. Everybody worries about that. With the information embedded in the background, like the information, hoping that people obviously read that and see what the data limitations are. And also, as we're developing this, you know, to kind of tell the story along with the data. And we have a little control over what we show. And so I would just say that the text that will go along with the data, you know, will help. I guess, I mean, people can do whatever they want with the data. That's always going to be a problem. But if we can at least, you know, provide the information or the background that they're going to need in order to interpret that data, well, it'll be embedded in there. All right, thank you very much. I'm going to...